Welcome, everybody, back to Friar Talk. Today, we're going to be doing some Padres free agency stuff, and we're going to be talking about Blake Snell in this one today. Going to give our thoughts overall on if we want to bring him back, if it's possible that he's back, and just kind of breaking down the whole situation with Blake Snell. Obviously, he is the biggest free agent that the Padres have. We were kind of hoping that maybe we'd see some type of extension worked out with him the last couple of years. That's not the case. He is a Scott Boras client. He's going to get a big paycheck. He was the most valuable pitcher in the MLB last year. I'm expecting him to win Cy Young, and he's that good. So we're going to talk about him. And Isaac, what's your thoughts on just do you want Blake Snell back in a Padres uniform? Let's start with that.
That is the easiest yes, dude. Easiest yes, because I understand, you know, the past, other than this year, you got 2021 and 2022. I understand he struggled to start the season, right? It wasn't very good. But when he got going, he was a top three, top five pitcher in all of baseball. Should have been a guaranteed win every time he was on the bump. It should have. You know the Padres, though. That didn't work out. Now you, in 2023, had a guy with the lowest ERA, the most value added in terms of all of pitchers. Just a guy that had one of the best pitching seasons I've seen in a while, especially in a Padres uniform. This is the best pitching season I've seen probably in 15, maybe a little less years. It was a spectacular performance. It should have been a guaranteed win. It got to the point where, like, you saw Snell on the bump and thought, all you got to do is put up a run or two and you'll be fine. Again, you know how that worked out with the Padres. But looking at how much he may, or he's going to make, he's estimated to make on SpotTrack, it's 23.7 or 24.3. He's estimated to make $24.3 million. Scott Boras client, let's say that goes up 25, 26. You're looking at a 4 or 5 year deal at $25 or $26 million AAV, right? I think that's a good estimate, because it's not like Rodon, where Rodon was like historically, or like he's usually pretty dominant. It's horrendous this year, but Blake Snell has two really good years, two Cy Young awards under his belt, but the other years he gets off kind of slow. So I think 25, 26 is fair. 5 for 125, I think that's plenty. I think that's awesome. 5 for 130 even, that's great. Problem is, the $25 million being allocated to someone we don't need. There's another 13 being allocated to someone who doesn't even play for the Padres anymore. The Padres are in hell because they have guys that they either don't need or don't even have anymore. There's another 6 or 7 being allocated to someone who barely even played the second half, who shouldn't be on the Padres roster next year. The Padres have put himself, let's talk about Yu Darvish. There's another 18 going to a old pitcher who's quite frankly not as good as Blake Snell anymore. There's a lot of money being allocated to guys that are not as good as the one guy that we need to pay the most. Two guys that we need to pay the most. Blake Snell and Juan Soto. It's a lot of money that's not being given to guys that we really need, that we really want, that we should really be having out on the field for us. So with that being said, I want Blake Snell. I want Blake Snell in a Padres uniform for years to come. Is he not that good in the first half? Sure. But you know what? I don't care, because in crunch time, he goes out there and he gives you 6, 7 strong. I know people are going to say, well, most of the time he goes 5. Guess what? Those are 5 scoreless. Those are 5 scoreless. So, no, man, I want Blake Snell in a Padres uniform so bad for the foreseeable future. This is a guy that shows that he wants to be in San Diego. He loves being in San Diego. He loves pitching in front of us fans. And quite frankly, he's just a really good player, man, a really good person to have on your team. Seems like a great clubhouse presence. So it's really unfortunate that as much as I want him, I don't think he will be in a Padres uniform, and I think he knows that as well.
Yeah, and I'm there with you. I mean, in terms of do I want him back? Yes, I really want him back. Isaac, I think you intro'd this kind of whole discussion like really well, because yes, we want him back, and you brought up the thing that I was definitely going to make sure to bring up, which is there's money going elsewhere where it shouldn't be going. And that's the problem. You brought up Hosmer's making like, what is it, like $13 million? Like we're paying Hosmer like $13 million 2 years after he's not on the team anymore. That's insane. So yeah, it seems like the Padres have around it, like around 30 to 40 million. Maybe that's not an accurate number. Maybe that's just not how it is. You know, maybe that is not accurate and they're going to keep spending a bunch of money, but they didn't make the playoffs this year. So they miss out on a lot of potential income. It seems like a lot of people are not renewing their season tickets. It seems like they're in a little bit of a money crunch. And that is very clear why that would be the case. I don't think anyone's like questioning like, oh, how did that happen? But yeah, you look at it now and you're going to have to break the bank for Blake Snell. And I think, what do you say? 125 over 5 years was your number, right? I think it could be more. I think he could potentially get 140, 150 elsewhere for 5 years. I think it's going to be a lot. Now, I do wonder, is there a hometown discount? I know that everyone goes, well, there's not a hometown discount with Scott Boras' clients. Never say never, right? We saw that Blake Snell's girlfriend basically was like, oh, I love this place so much, and tweeted something or like posted on Instagram about like, it's like sucks to leave San Diego. Blake obviously really likes San Diego. Well, he's also from Seattle, so he might really want to be a Mariner, and the Mariners might be willing to give him, you know, 130, 140 million. And the Padres might look at him and go, look, Blake, here's what we can do. We can give you Musgrove's contract. It's the most we can do, and we'll move money around. Because they are going to talk to him. But do I think he's going to accept that? No, I don't think he's going to accept that. Because I think Blake Snell is like, hey, I only have one opportunity in my life to make this kind of money again. I'm going to go and make the extra $25 or $30 million elsewhere. And that makes a lot of sense. So I think ultimately we're not going to see Blake Snell in a Padres uniform next year. I wish we would. I mean, I really wish that we would get to see him because he was awesome down the stretch. He didn't have any like crazy playoff moments with the Padres. Like, at least I don't feel like he did. Where like we're on the Rays, it was like he was the dude for them. But I wish we would have got him into more spots to be able to do that, because it wasn't just this year. But last year, he heated up and he was clutch for the Padres down the stretch in that season. Was he amazing in the playoffs? No, but he wasn't like horrific or anything really bad. And then you go back even the year before in 2021 when they had the collapse. He was money and he got hurt down the stretch. Like he would have finished just as hot as he did like these last 2 years. So it's really unfortunate that he didn't. I feel like there's just like this, like it could have been a lot more for the Padres. We could have had a lot more vintage Snell moments in the playoffs or whatever that was. So I am bummed out that that's not the case, but I mean, it sucks. I mean, that's the only way to put it. Like that. That's why like winning these in 2020 and last year were such a big deal to make the playoffs, to have a chance, because you had dudes that were ready to shove in the playoffs. And we only got to see that one time in the last 3 years, which is really unfortunate with the star power that this team has had. So I think that ultimately we are going to see Blake Snell walk. And I wish him best of luck elsewhere, but if there's any way that he could come back, if you have to move guys around, if you have to trade a Grisham, if you have to say, you know what we got to do? We got to do a Bobby Bonilla type day to Eric Hosmer. That's something that could happen, man. That could be the case. So I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what their plans are with how the money's going to work this offseason. But if you can try to bring Blake Snell back and you're really trying to win this next year, he's one of the best pitchers that could do it. Now, with all that said, there are other options available. There are a lot of pitchers that are available, and there's a lot of guys that are probably going to end up having a better season than Blake Snell has next year, if I'm being honest. I think there's like, what, like 5 or like 10 guys that are like frontline starters. So we'll be getting into a lot of those guys, talking about them. And if there are guys that you guys want, let us know too, because we'll definitely break them down as we get closer. Because guess what? The Padres need pitching. They definitely need pitching. So whether that's Blake Snell or not, I think that'll be a new discussion. But Isaac, any other thing, maybe on other pitchers potentially that you're kind of thinking about, or just Blake Snell in general, what are your final thoughts on this?
Okay, so if we're not going to be looking to prioritize Blake Snell in the offseason, we need to be looking to prioritize another starting pitcher. Hasn't pitched in the U.S. yet. It needs to be Yoshinobu Yamamoto. Had great stats over there in Japan. Pretty sure just won an award for being the best pitcher over there. So that needs to be our priority if we're not going to be prioritizing Snow. Problem with that is everyone in our rotation is a righty. Musgrove, righty. Darvish, righty. Waka, if he's back, righty. All of them are righty. We have no lefties. So whether it be Blake Snell or a different lefty that's not as good, you need to get a lefty or two in your rotation. And the problem with – see, I think everyone is prioritizing the wrong thing. Do we need a DH? Oh, hell yeah, we do. Damn right. And maybe that's the one position on offense that I'm really looking at saying, yes, we need a DH. Maybe center field too. Completely agree if you're off the Grisham train. I'm off the Grisham train in terms of I don't think this guy is ever going to be a good offensive piece. Not a consistent offensive piece. I don't think he ever will. The main priority here needs to be starting pitching because we're just all assuming that Darvish is okay. We don't know that Darvish is okay. You might go into the season saying Martinez is your number five, Avila is your number four. It's not the worst thing in the world, but it's not the Padres rotation that was one of the top rotations in baseball last year. It's not the Padres rotation that was arguably the best rotation throughout most of 2022. So you need to look and say, dude, we need two or three starting pitchers. They don't got to be stars. They don't all got to be, oh, you don't got to say, oh, well, yeah, let's get Aaron Nola, Blake Snell, and Yoshinobu Yamamoto. Because that's not happening. I know there's going to be that people probably want one of them. The most realistic thing is one of them. Even then, might not be realistic. So as far as Blake Snell goes, you know, you're looking at a significant loss in the rotation that you're not able to recoup from because you got money located to places that it should not be located. You mentioned a hometown discount. He does love San Diego, you know, but at the end of the day, Blake Snell, I completely understand wherever he goes, he can get much more money if he goes somewhere else. And I wish he would stay. He loves it here. And I don't think 5 for 125 is outlandish if he was offered that by the Padres. But realistically, he can go somewhere else, maybe make some more money and maybe not have as good a year. Yeah, I agree with you, Matt. There's probably going to be guys in the free agent pool right now that have a better year. But, you know, you talk about postseason moments. He hasn't had a significant one, but the one I'm always going to remember is first playoff home game in ages. In front of fans, first playoff home game in ages against the juggernaut Los Angeles Dodgers, and he comes out there and shoves for, I think it was like 5 or 6 innings. He looked magnificent. He left runners stranded on base multiple times, and ultimately the Padres win that game 2-1. If you got him in more of those moments, you'd be in the NLCS a lot more often, or even the World Series, because this guy had, yeah, he had a bad start against both the Phillies and the Mets, but they won that Phillies game. The Mets, yeah, sure, that definitely did not go as planned. But I mean, it's unfortunate to lose a guy that has pitched for you in multiple big spots, that had a Cy Young caliber year, is going to win the Cy Young. If he doesn't, it's highway robbery. And you got to try and replace him with someone that, let's be honest, might not be as good. Your best shot is Yamamoto. So, yeah, man, I'll always root for Blake Snell wherever he goes. It's unfortunate that it probably won't be in a Padre uniform, though.
So I was going to say, you said you always root for Blake Snell wherever he goes. What if Don't say it. I mean, they could be going after some pitching. So.
Don't say it.
I don't know, man. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how the market plays out, and we'll definitely – keep you guys updated on any rumors related to pitching, stuff like that, as it goes on. So if it's your first time listening, if you're a long time listener, hit the plus, like, do all that stuff. Helps the channel a lot. We'll be here all off season long doing Sunday live streams and about 2 to 3 episodes a week. So stay tuned. We'll be talking more about the Padres for quite some time. And this is going to be a very eventful off season. So I'm excited for it. And hopefully the Padres are able to somehow dig them out of the hole that they've put themselves into, but we will see. So with that said, everyone, have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you on Sunday morning.